Uber drivers in Seattle may be able to unionize soon, and that's a first. Right now, drivers who work for companies like Uber and Lyft are considered independent contractors. They're not protected by federal labor law. But next week, the Seattle City Council will consider a bill that lets car share drivers bargain over pay and working conditions in the city. Jeannie Annell spoke with financial journalist Felix Salmon. He says using Uber as a case study, collective bargaining looks like a good option for drivers.
Even if it's not an official union, if it's just an unofficial, everyone in Seattle agrees that we're not going to work for any ride-sharing company which doesn't pay a certain amount, then that will in and of itself force Uber to pay them more money.
What would it mean for a consumer? What does it mean for somebody like me who uses these services?
So the passengers are on the other side of the market, so it's pretty much a zero-sum game. Uber just takes its 20% cut no matter what, and the more money the drivers make, the more money the passengers pay. So if the driver wants to be making more money from your fare, then you're going to be paying a higher fare.
I've seen a couple of ads from Uber specifically hiring drivers in cities like New York and San Francisco, and they claim that drivers, at least in San Francisco, can make upwards of $70,000 a year. But many of the drivers here in Seattle are complaining that when they look at what they make hourly, it's just not enough to get by. Where does the money go after an Uber driver charges a $15 fee for giving a ride?
20% of it goes to Uber, so that's $3. That leaves the driver with $12. Out of that $12, the driver needs to pay for gas, but they also need to pay for their car lease, if they have a car lease, or at least for the depreciation of their car. They need to pay for insurance, and they need to pay for whatever other sort of random expenses you have when you own a car. We've all had to take our car into the shop and replace a shock absorber or something like that. And if you're getting all of that damage to your car from driving it around for however many hours a week, then it's reasonable to consider those to be a business expense. And so you should subtract those figures from your 80%. On the other hand, you know, if you're someone who has the car anyway and is paying for the car anyway, and you're just driving for Uber on Saturday nights to make a little bit of extra pocket money, then maybe it doesn't make sense for you to consider your insurance costs or your car lease costs to be work expenses in the same way. So it's hard to be universal about these things.
The city of Seattle has passed a law mandating a $15 an hour minimum wage. Part of why this discussion is happening here is because drivers for Uber, for Lyft, aren't currently eligible for that minimum wage. But should a $15 an hour minimum wage be transferred over to industries like ride sharing?
My feeling is that if you're working for Uber or Lyft, you do deserve to be making $15 an hour. And that if Uber can't promise that, then it's useful for cities and for unions to start agitating to ensure that that's the case. But that said, it's really, really hard to work out exactly what $15 an hour means in practice, given how difficult it is to calculate your effective net earnings after all of the deductions.
Do you think other cities will take up collective bargaining proposals like this as well for drivers?
I hope so. I think it's a good idea. I think that Uber is entirely capable of reacting pragmatically to a unionization drive and saying, oh, look, there are people we can talk to or there are people we can deal with. And that might be helpful for all concerned. So, I mean, it gets gnarly because one of the great positives of driving for Uber is that you get to set your own hours and drive as much or as little as you like. And one of the potential risks of setting up a union is that it becomes more of an old-fashioned taxi driver kind of full-time job, and that it loses a certain amount of the flexibility that has helped it grow as fast as it has.
That's financial journalist Felix Salmon. He spoke with Jeannie Yandel. Uber did not respond to our request for comment. A new bill to allow for-hire drivers to unionize will go before the Seattle City Council next week.